Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a clean Apache FX chain in Ableton Live 12 for that crisp transient, dusty midrange, old school jungle and darker DNB DJ tool vibe. The goal here is not to smash the break into a flat loop. We want it to breathe, snap, and feel like it belongs in a real mix. Think of this as a utility chain for an intro, a transition, or a long groove section where the drums need attitude, but the bass still needs room to dominate. Before we touch any effects, start with the source. Load your Apache break or jungle loop onto an audio track and get the timing right first. This is important. If the break feels weak, don't reach for plugins yet. Check the warp markers, the clip start, and the phrase alignment. In jungle and DNB, a lot of the power comes from where the hits land. Turn warp on, and for drum material, try beats mode. If the loop is already pretty tight, use a transient setting that keeps the attack sharp. You do not want to smooth the life out of it. Let the downbeat and snare sit where they should. If the loop has some human push and pull, that's good. That little bit of movement is part of an old school feel. Also, keep the input level sensible. You want headroom before processing, so don't print the loop too hot. A good starting point is around -12 to -9 dB peak before the chain. That way, every device you add is working cleanly, and you can actually hear what it's doing. Now add EQ 8 first. This is your cleanup stage, and it should be the first thing in the chain. The main job here is to clear space for the sub and bass line, not to make the break skinny. Use a high-pass filter somewhere around 90 to 140 HE, depending on how much low-end junk the loop has. If the break is muddy, you can be a little more aggressive. If it has useful body, keep it gentler. Listen for boxiness around 250 to 400 HE. That area often clouds up old break recordings, especially if they've already been sampled and bounced a few times. A small dip there can make the loop feel cleaner without losing character. If the hats are sharp in a bad way, check the 7 to 10 kHz zone and make a narrow cut if needed. The idea is to tame harshness, not darken the whole loop. Here's a good teacher move. After each EQ change, level match your output and compare it with the bypassed sound. A lot of processing sounds better just because it's louder. We want honest improvement, not volume illusion. Next comes compressor, and this is where we shape the transient control. You're not trying to crush the loop. You're trying to keep the snap while tightening the body a bit. Start with a ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, and keep the attack fairly slow, somewhere around 10 to 30 milliseconds. That lets the transient punch through before the compression grabs the tail. Release can sit in the 50 to 120 millisecond range, depending on the groove. Faster release gives you more bounce. Slower release can feel smoother and a little more glued. Aim for about 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on the louder hits. If the snare starts losing its authority, back off. If the loop is too spiky and jumpy, shorten the attack a little. This is a key jungle concept. You want tightened, not flattened. The break should still feel alive. If it starts sounding tired, you've overdone the compression. Now it's time for the dirty character. Add saturator if you want more precise control, or drum bus if you want a faster, grittier drum texture. For this style, saturator is often the safer choice, because it gives you dusty harmonics without bloating the low end too much. Try a moderate amount of drive, maybe 2 to 8 dB, and keep soft clip on if it helps manage peaks. What you're listening for is that worn, sampled, slightly dusty mid-range character. You want the snare body and percussion texture to feel aged, not destroyed. If the sound gets obviously distorted, back it off. In old school jungle, subtle harmonic density usually works better than obvious fuzz. If you choose drum bus instead, keep the drive modest and use crunch carefully. A little transient enhancement can be useful if the compressor softened the break too much. But avoid boom unless you really want extra low-end weight, because the bass line should own that territory. Now we get into movement, and this is where the chain starts behaving like a proper DJ tool. Add auto filter after the saturation stage. This is where you can create that phrase-based tension and release that works so well in intros and switch-ups. Start with a low-pass or band-pass filter, depending on how dark you want the loop to be. Keep the resonance moderate, and add just a little drive if you want some extra bite. Then automate the cutoff over 8-bar or 16-bar phrases. For example, you might begin the intro darker, then slowly open the filter as the section builds. Right before the drop, you can narrow or darken the loop again for tension. Then snap it open on the downbeat. This is classic DJ language sound design. It gives the loop shape over time, instead of just looping the same way for 32 bars. If you like to perform your transitions, map that cutoff to a macro in an audio effect rack. That way you can ride the filter like an instrument. After that, Add utility to keep the stereo image under control. Old school brakes can get messy if the top end is too wide, especially when there are lots of hats, room tone, or processed ambience. Use utility to check the width and make sure the loop stays focused. If the brake feels too wide, pull the width back a little. If it feels too narrow and lifeless, open it up gently. But always check mono. That's the real test. If the snare collapses in mono or the hats vanish, the stereo treatment is too aggressive. In DNB, the core hit needs to stay grounded. If you want even more cohesion, add glue compressor near the end. Use it lightly. This is not for loudness. It's for making the brake feel like one performance instead of a collection of chopped hits. A ratio around 2:1, a reasonably quick attack, and just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction is enough in many cases. You want the ghost notes, fills, and accents to feel glued together, not squeezed. Now here's where the workflow gets really useful. We sample the processed brake once it feels right. This is a big intermediate level move because it turns a plug-in chain into an editable audio performance. Print 4 or 8 bars, consolidate it, and make a few variations. For example, you can remove one snare hit for a classic jungle stumble, repeat a ghost note, reverse a cymbal, or mute one kick for a subtle fill change. These tiny edits are what make the loop feel hand-built. They also make it easier to use the loop as an intro tool, a breakdown layer, or a transition source. When you're arranging it, think in phrases. DNB and Jungle really love 8-bar and 16-bar structure. You could start with a filtered Apache loop for the first 8 bars, bring in the bass line after that, then open things up gradually. Add a small fill or reversed hit every 8 bars to keep the loop alive. The trick is to keep the groove rolling without constantly resetting it. A nice DJ-friendly arrangement might look like this. First, filtered break and atmosphere. Then a more open version. Then the full version right before the drop or mix point. That gives you motion and phrasing, while keeping the loop usable in a set. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't boost the break too early before you've cleaned it. Don't overcompress and kill the transient snap. Don't let saturation bloat the low end. Don't make the break super wide just because it sounds exciting in solo. And don't automate filters randomly without thinking in musical phrases. Also, gain stage every step. Match your output after each device so you know what's really helping. Loud does not automatically mean better. Especially in DNB, the difference between tight and dusty and muddy and messy can be just a couple of dB. If you want a darker or heavier version, here are a few smart extras. You can layer a very subtle Reese texture under the break, but keep it narrow and let the drum stay clear. You can send the loop to a short, dark reverb for a bit of warehouse depth, but keep it short so you don't wash out the groove. You can also automate a tiny drive bump before a fill, then pull it back on the drop. That gives the loop a leaning forward energy that really works in jungle and rollers. One more advanced idea. Make 3 versions of the same loop. A clean tool version, a dusty version, and a performance version, with automation and a fill edit. Then you can use the right version for the right section of the track instead of forcing one chain to do everything. So to wrap it up, the recipe is simple but powerful. Clean the low end first. Protect the transient snap. Add dusty harmonic character. Use filter automation to create DJ-friendly movement. Keep the stereo image controlled. Then resample once the vibe is right. That's the Apache FX chain mindset. Crisp, dusty, mix ready, and built for movement. Get that balance right, and your break becomes more than a loop. It becomes a proper jungle weapon.